56. I think I counted right.
Sure.
First VIF dispatch. It's a little late in the game for us, actually, for a dispatch.
Yeah. Is it day six?
It is.
Shit.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Day six. I counted earlier. So I'm Marina Antunes, joined today by our festival correspondent, apparently.
Every year I seem to be the row three after the credits festival correspondent. Yes. I am Bill Harris. And holy crap, I actually have an affiliation this time. I am Bill Harris from the Green Screen of Death.
Yes. Finally. So for anybody that hasn't been heeding our advice to listen to the Green Screen of Death, you will now have a reason to listen because you're going to be wowed right here.
Yeah, thanks for the praise.
Well, no, it's the truth. So before we get started with VIF stuff, we're sitting outside of the Playhouse. It's been a full day of movies for you. I've only seen one, total lightweight over here.
I wish I'd only seen one.
But before we get into VIF talk, because I don't know if everybody knows, but you've been festivaling already for weeks.
Yeah.
So give us the rundown.
I went to Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas, and it was everything I'd ever heard and more, and you have to come next year.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Everything you've ever heard, how everybody's really cool, and the movies are great, and everything's so laid back. And the barbecue was amazing.
And so was the drinking and the haircuts, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sporting a bit of a mohawk right now.
It suits you.
Yeah. Fuck you, truck.
It's okay, it'll pass.
I think I might have to get arrested for just saying a Canada Post truck to fuck off, but is that against the law in Canada?
I don't think so.
All right, cool.
I don't think so. No, you guys have posted like two podcasts from Fantastic Fest.
And they were ugly too because we recorded them in multiple parts.
They're like Franken podcasts.
Yeah, totally. It's hilarious.
Well, I thought they were really great, but one of the things that I noticed in the discussion is there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that you guys didn't like. Like, there were a few, but considering how many movies you saw, the lineup seems to be like really strong.
I hit pretty good batting order wise on that festival. I did really well. I think I didn't like maybe two or three films.
Out of how many did you see?
40.
Yeah, that's like ridiculous.
And I've been at VIF for four days, because I was at Fantastic Fest for two of the days, and I've liked three films, or four films. No, yeah. Five now, because of Prego Land. I like Prego Land.
Yeah, so the batting average is a lot higher.
Yeah. Yeah, Fantastic Fest was great. VIF, not so much.
Okay, well, let's talk about VIF. So we've been here for a few days. We've seen a bunch of movies. You've seen way more than I have already, because that's just who you are.
I'm naturally just stupid.
I wouldn't say that. You're just, you know, a movie guy.
No, there really is something to be said about not doing multiple film fests in a row. Because I traveled for 16 hours. And then went and saw a midnight movie at the Rio.
Which I thought was awesome, but, you know.
And the next day I was like, what the fuck have you done?
And next year, you're talking about next year you're doing three in a row? Come on.
Yeah, I want to do Telluride, and then Fantastic Fest, and then VIF.
That's crazy. Well, okay, so let's talk VIF. So you've seen Wild, which was the opening night film.
I have.
And I guess we should preface by saying I think last year we sort of really highly praised Trax.
Yeah.
And they have a very similar sort of setup.
Trax really hit me hard.
Yeah.
I'm a really big fan of those kinds of movies, like Into the Wild, Trax, Wild, lots of Wild in those.
Yeah.
But I seem to really love like road movies.
Yeah.
Or finding your personal whatever.
Yeah, personal story.
Yeah.
Self-discovery.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And I remember when I saw Into the Wild, I saw like a sneak preview at Fifth Avenue in Vancouver, and I was the guy in the back crying.
Oh, God.
When everybody was leaving. Because that movie just fucked me up.
Yeah.
Love
that
film.
It was really good.
And Trax last year, that was my go-to film. Everybody said, what do you need to see? And I'm like, Trax, Trax, Trax. And this one is, I think, just as good. Trax was on my top 10 last year. I think Wild is equally as good and way more accessible.
Yeah, that was my feeling. I didn't love it quite as much as Trax. There's a meandering feel to Trax that I like a little bit more. It's a little more quiet, a little more pensive, and that's sort of more my type. But Wild is certainly like up there. I mean, it's it's a really great performance from Witherspoon, who, you know, we know she can act, but yeah. she doesn't often do it.
Yeah, she's got a bit of an Oscar on her mantle, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, but she's really talented, and it's nice to see her sort of get back to, like, really great roles. And it's nice to see her when she is acting, when she has something that's meaty and has some substance. And the truth is, Valle just knows how to direct a really good movie.
It's really quite good to know that, you know, it's not just Denis Villeneuve killing it. It's Jean-Marc Vallée
has
all of a sudden become pretty much an A-list director.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about Wild is the grosser and dirty Reese got,
The hotter she gets. For some reason, they knew you were going there, and I'm not going
She's getting older. She's getting better looking.
It's true.
I don't know. She's pretty foxy.
It's true.
She's been on the road for 2 weeks. And, I really like the movie.
Yeah, so did I. I actually, from the get-go, when they start playing that Simon and Garfunkel tune, and they don't really finish it, and that same tune plays throughout the whole movie, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go home and listen to Simon
there's
Garfunkel.
There's some pretty choice Garfunkel and Simon songs in that one.
Yeah, it's like the greatest hits. It's pretty badass if you're a fan.
And they're playing in the background, and she's kind of singing along with them. It works really well.
And it's a lot funnier than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember might have hearing something about you maybe not wanting to see this film.
Yes, I was kind of, you know, I was going to try to see it, but it wasn't really high on my list just because I didn't know if it would be any good. So I was really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
It's harsher than I thought it would be. Like, right off the top, something really harsh happens. No sugarcoat in this one. 30 seconds in, something bad happens.
Yeah.
And I was quite shocked by that. Reese, I'm really digging her all of a sudden. all perversion aside.
So wait, does this mean you're going to go watch that other movie that she's in?
Oh, God,
she
no.
Rescues the,
God, no. That trailer.
It's terrible.
I hated that trailer.
It's terrible.
Oh, no. But, yeah. When does this come out, by the way?
December. I looked it up. December 5th, I believe.
We've seen it. You haven't.
But it is coming out. I'm sure they'll make a big deal of it. It'll be a big Oscar push.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It works. It's really worth checking out.
Yeah, if it got Marina, it can get anybody.
Apparently. Okay, what else do you have on your list that you really liked? Because I'm going by your list.
Well, as I said, my batting average is real low. So I came back from Austin, went straight to the Rio, and saw It Follows.
Yes,
we both saw that.
Yep.
Really fun film.
Lots of fun.
I gotta say, Curtis Wolosichuk from VIF, his Altered States package.
Awesome.
Very good. Very good.
It was great last year, too. I mean, it's nice that we have that back. It's one of the programs that I've missed over the years. I think it's been gone at that point for like a decade.
They tried it a couple years ago, but the films were really poor.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
No.
And I don't know if it's just Curtis or if they just decided to do a better job.
Of course it's Curtis. Of course, he's like the man.
Yeah, Curtis is awesome. But It Follows. Really fun film. Sexually transmitted disease that haunts you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sold.
Yeah, the concept is like, for me, it works great. It's not like the thing that appealed to me. What I really liked was, it just looks really good. It's a really well-made horror movie, and there's something to be said for a movie that looks really good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're used to seeing all this like shot on VHS bullshit, handheld.
Shaky cam.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you just want to see something that's like, that looks really good. And it actually works.
Yeah.
And that opening scene is pretty awesome.
It borrows from a lot of different kind of felt, like your Freddy Krueger's, your Michael Myers kind of stuff. But at the same time, it is kind of original. There is some cool stuff in it.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out if you get the chance. I think it's on VOD pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty soon, I think. I didn't look at the exact
date. That sounds great. I love VOD.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Like,
great.
You know, I've been to the theater a lot lately, and I hate people.
Turning us antisocial. How does that work?
I just, I, texting and all that. Oh, I love watching shit on iTunes, man. It's so good.
It's nice to be able to not have to worry about idiots.
Yeah.
Since we're already talking Altered States, I think it's we should maybe touch on the editor, Ashton Six.
I love Ashton Six. They're
great.
They're super underrated for...
I agree.
I'm sure their films cost like $20 and a bag of pucks to make.
Yeah, pretty much.
They sure make it really work.
They do. I didn't love the editor. For me, it was a little bit too long and a little too inny as far as the jokes
go. And the fact, literally, they throw everything at the wall.
Yeah, and some of it works really well. I mean, the thing that I found really, really worked was it looked amazing. Like, the visual gags were spectacular.
Yeah.
And pretty much, like, all of them work. And the music.
Yeah.
And the rest of the stuff, there was some really great material that I found was really funny. And I mean, it totally works for its audience.
Yeah, there's some fun jokes. I don't know the blonde member of Ashton Six. Do you know his name?
No.
Every movie he's in, he kills.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
I think he's actually like a good actor.
Yeah, I really like him. The music's great. You didn't see the ending.
No, I had to jet 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
10 minutes early, I don't remember.
So yeah, I told you what happened.
Yeah.
You didn't really miss much. But so support that film. It's really small.
And it's Canadian.
It's Canadian, and you can do a lot worse than
this
film.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is good fun. Something else we saw we liked?
The next day, right after my first main VIFF movie was The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
Oh my god. Yeah, that movie was pretty great. I think I almost skipped it.
What?
Yeah, I did. I looked at the running time. I'm like, do I really want to cry first thing in the morning?
I didn't find it very touching for some reason. I got really emotional at the end of Wind Rises, and let me be honest. I think Wind Rises is a better film than this, but the animation style
is stunning.
Is better than Wind Rises. I've never seen animation like this. It looks like some dude just took a pencil and started doodling.
Yeah.
And it's in fast motion.
Yeah,
it is unreal.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's stunningly beautiful. I mean, it's not surprising that it took years to make. I mean, it's all hand-drawn. It's it looks like paintings come to life.
Yeah.
It really is something else.
Yeah, there's a scene where where Princess Kaguya is running through the forest in really fast motion.
It's one of the clips that they're using for the trailer.
And literally, I've never seen anything like it. It's just
amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
I think it's a really great film. I just don't think it's... When you're talking about Studio Ghibli, you have a very high bar, and I don't think it's quite there. That being said, I think it's really damn good.
Yeah,
and DreamWorks or whoever wishes they had this kind of film.
No, they don't.
They don't.
And I mean, it just goes to show, I think it just speaks to the strength of not simply Asian, but foreign animation. It's far more sophisticated than anything, you know, even Pixar can put together. I mean, we praise Pixar because they make decent movies, but you put it in comparison to some of the stuff that's coming out of France and out of Japan, and it's like they're in kindergarten in comparison. It's just there's no comparison whatsoever.
Yeah, the entire G-Kids lineup
for
the last couple years destroys anything.
Yeah, it's been spectacular.
Spectacular. Pixar has been really crappy lately too.
Well, I just pick on them because they're the ones that we always go to as like the next thing. They're always the ones that bring us the good stuff. I mean, Disney's done pretty well the last couple of years. I mean, not to diss them. I mean, the movies are good. They're fun and entertaining, but like watching something like this, you're reminded that animation can be a lot more than just what we're given on any given year.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, really amazing stuff.
Just didn't think it was quite there to like perfect rate it like I did Wind Rises, but...
I didn't have the emotional attachment to the Wind Rises. I thought it was really beautiful, but it just, for whatever reason, it didn't work for me on that emotional level. This one, I thought... I mean, it's a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale. I mean, I didn't cry, but I did get a little weepy there at the end, and I certainly laughed a lot. I mean, it's just, it's so nice to see something like this.
Yeah. You're way more into this than I am. You know way more about animation and stuff. Is this coming out? Does Disney even own it?
Disney doesn't own it.
I didn't think so.
This is being also released by G-Kids.
Oh, G-Kids. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now, it's coming, I think they're doing a small distribution. It opens in Vancouver in November.
Oh, nice.
So basically right after VIFF and after Spark, It's coming back for like a 1 week run or something.
Nice.
And I don't. I expect that that'll be it before it comes out on DVD.
So Tom Charity booked it.
Yeah, Tom's already booked it. They've already been hyping it. Totally worth seeing when it comes.
Big props to Tom Charity.
Yeah, Tom is the man.
Yeah.
Tom is the man.
Men, Women, and Children, the new Jason Reitman film.
So lay this one on me, because I skipped it.
It's as bad as you've heard.
But it's got Elson Egert or whatever his name is.
But he's awful.
Oh, no, really?
But here's the thing. The audience was full of his fans.
Oh.
And every time he came on the screen, you heard squeals.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the Fault in Our Stars, girls.
Jason Reitman lost something 2 years ago, and I don't quite know what it is. Labor Day was awful, and this one is just as bad.
Ouch.
It's like a 90-year-old man who thinks they're really cool and really in touch with teenagers wrote a film about teenagers, and it's just everything's half-baked. Nothing makes sense. All the characters do the dumbest, stupidest things, and they have no explanation for it.
I think it might explain why the trailer isn't really a trailer, but a clip.
You're right.
And I mean, it's coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks, and you haven't actually seen any real material on it.
Yeah, the trailer isn't just like people texting above their heads.
Yeah. And they released a couple of clips, and that's been about it.
Like, I'm watching the film, and I'm just like, wow. This guy made Thank You for Smoking.
I know.
Which
that's
is
the sad
genius.
Part. Yeah, that's the sad
and
part.
Say what you want about Juno. It's a really likable film.
Yeah, it is. And Up in the Air is really great.
Up in the Air was my favorite film of that year.
Yeah.
I love Up in the
He's
Air.
He's made good movies.
Yeah.
He's capable of that.
Labor Day was shit.
Yep.
And this one is just as bad.
Yep.
And there's a reason why people are just killing it, because it is terrible, and please do not support it.
I'm kind of curious to see what happens like in a year's time when he makes another movie, because when this sort of started, he started doing press for this, he was talking about how Labor Day was a mistake, so he's going to have 2 mistakes in a row. I don't know, man. I don't know if he can pull that off twice.
Yeah. I hated that film.
Moving on.
The new David Cronenberg film. Apple Stars.
I really wanted to like this.
I think we all really wanted to like this one. We were standing out in line for the film, and I'm like super pessimist guy, and I was like, what was the last David Cronenberg film you actually liked? And I was like, Dead Ringers. And that was like 15 years ago.
If not longer.
I haven't been really high on David Cronenberg lately, but then you're like, what about Eastern Promises and History of Violence?
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit.
Like, admittedly, you know, the last couple of movies have not been great. Cosmopolis was admittedly fucking terrible.
It was the worst film of last year.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good, and that was about it.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, if I can say nothing else about Cosmopolis, I'll say this. It showed that Robert Pattinson was more than just a pretty boy.
Why did I know you were going to go with Robert Pattinson?
Of course I'm going to defend Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But I do.
Yeah.
I can't help it. So, Maps of the Stars.
Maps of the Stars is David Lynch without any kind of creativity.
Yeah, it's very... It's not... Like, the thing that caught me about it is the idea is kind of cool. It's just... It's nowhere near weird enough for Cronenberg. And it's nowhere near... good enough in general. Like, it's just the whole thing is sloppy.
Remember that the scene in Mulholland Drive where everything was going really, really nice?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it wasn't?
Yeah.
This film needed that.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No. Yeah. What's her name is really good.
Julianne Moore?
Yes, thank you.
I thought she was awful.
I thought she was really good. I liked her sort of over the top, inflated superstar kind of attitude, because she doesn't come across that way in real life.
Speaking of women who are getting better looking when they get older.
Yes.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore and Patricia Clarkson was the other one?
Yeah, I saw a movie with Patricia Clarkson in it.
Yeah.
And she had a nude scene in it.
She's great.
And she must be getting close to 60. And she looks amazing.
I liked October Gale. I don't mind dropping it because I did enjoy it. It's not great, but it's really entertaining. For me, I thought it was really entertaining. So.
Scott Speedman is really dreamy.
no comment. I will not say yes or no, but just look at the pictures.
I read your mind.
The pictures speak for themselves.
So yeah, Map to the Stars was just a complete miss.
It was kind of funnier than I expected, and that's kind of the nicest thing I can say.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really bad. But we followed it up with what I think I've dubbed it the best movie of the festival, and we're like not even halfway through. But I have a hard time believing anything else is going to
catch
it.
Some pretty big... Fuck it, you're probably right.
Are you going to see anything better than Molly?
Well, dude, you saw me after it. I was just like, whoa.
I had this smile plastered on my face that didn't go away for like
4 hours. Xavier Dolan made a really bad movie a couple years ago, and I pretty much wrote him off. And then last year, he made Tom at the Farm. A really damn good film.
Yep.
Like, and he went to genre.
Yep.
Something I didn't think he had in him.
And
that was such a huge jump. I was like, okay, well, what's he going to do next? I had no idea he was going to do this.
No, I don't think anybody did.
This is like next level shit.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
It feels like this is the kind of thing, and because, I mean, I wasn't there when all this shit was going on, but like you think about movies that changed things, like they changed the way you approach the medium. And you see them now and they're kind of like, they feel old because, you know, you weren't there when it happened and everything since then feels like it all borrows from it.
Yeah.
This is like the kind of movie that you watch and then like 20 years people are going to be borrowing it from it and you're like, I was there when it fucking happened and it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like watching that.
Made by a 24-year-old kid from Quebec.
Which is the really creepy thing.
Yeah.
Like, creepy.
So, if I ever shot a movie... I'm going to think, what can I do most to piss my audience off? I'm going to make it a square in the middle of the screen. Mm-hmm. I heard that and I'm like, what are you doing?
Pretentious.
Yeah, like...
That's the first thing I know. Like, pretentious.
I'm like, you're obviously just trying to be some arty shithead.
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
From like the first frame, you understand what he's doing. Like, it... Composition-wise with the face, it works so amazingly well. And he does something with it.
Yeah.
It's not a gimmick.
No, totally not a gimmick.
Because something happens, and I'm not going to spoil it.
No.
But when it happens, your jaw's going to drop.
Yeah.
Hello, cops! Hello, cops! We're fucking recording. Come on. So yeah, when something happens in this film... And when it happens, it's going to destroy you.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And it's one of the greatest shots I've seen in a movie in a very long time. And as I said, he's a 24-year-old punk kid from Quebec.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me that he's so comfortable with the medium that he can actually break the rules and make them work for him.
It's almost like... what it would have been like to have seen Citizen Kane.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like you watch it now and you're like, okay, it's Citizen Kane, you know it's important, but it doesn't have that impact.
You hear all these people say that, you know, like Orson Welles did all this stuff that nobody had ever seen before.
Exactly.
This is what this is like.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's unreal.
Exactly.
And there's 4 or 5 more films in this festival that I think could probably be better. They probably won't be.
No.
I'm going to be really honest.
Yeah. No, for me, I think the thing that did it for me is, and I really liked I Killed My Mother, and I haven't really liked anything of his since then.
Heartbeats had his moments, but that was the movie he stole a lot from. Like, he stole from everybody in that film. And I was like, wow, you just stole half of In the Mood for Love.
Yeah, and see, I only watched...
He stole the fucking music.
Yeah, and the thing is, I only watched half of it, and I got bored, and I sort of... let it go, and I never went back to him until Tom at the Farm, because it was genre. I'm like, I'm gonna give it a chance, and I thought, okay, well, he's done something interesting, I'm willing to give this a go again, and I'm glad I did, because he's done something really, really interesting now. But I mean, it just blows my mind that he's managed to pull this off.
My favorite ever Xavier Dolan story: to pay for I Killed My Mother, he acted in the movie Martyrs, which is a brutal horror film.
Yes, I love Martyrs.
Martyrs is an awesome horror film.
Love it.
If you ever want to see a really rough horror film, he's
like
in that film.
Like hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, he paid for that. He paid for his first film by doing Martyrs.
There are worse things to do.
I know, but that's really awesome.
Yeah, it totally is.
But yeah, it's amazing. And it's Canada's Oscar hopeful. And I would love for him to win just to hear what he would say if he won. Because, let's be honest, he's a bit of a prick.
Yeah, he is.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love his brashness.
Yeah.
He lost the Palme d'Or and told everybody how pissed off he was.
Yeah, he had some choice words for folks.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. I love this film.
And you've got the Palme d'Or winner coming up on your schedule. Yeah. I'm skipping it.
Yeah, I just can't be bothered. Winter Sleep.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours long. I heard it's very slow.
Now, man. Oh, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
Paper set. Anatolia.
Oh, Anatolia was... Once Upon a Time in Anatolia... His last film, Once Upon a Time in Anatolia, was just unbearable.
I watched half.
Oh. Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered.
I got that in a couple days. And, hey, somebody liked it. It won.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm shaking my head, but... I honestly don't see how it could be better than Mommy.
Yeah, well, you'll have to tell me about it when you get to it.
But Cannes sort of known for not really giving it to stuff that's actually...
Really good?
Influential.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. And we just got out of Pregoland.
Yeah, let's talk about Pregoland. So, Canadian film, locally made.
So weird. They're at a fucking mall in Maple Ridge.
Yeah.
By my mom's house. And I'm like, sweet, that's Metal Video. I've rented videos from there.
Directed by Jacob Tierney. And what's her name?
Sonia Bennett.
Thank you. Wrote and directed. Wrote and stars. I kind of have picked it without really reading anything about it other than the description and seeing the picture as kind of like this seen it before, lame ass Canadian comedy. God, was I wrong? Thank God I was wrong.
It's really funny.
It is very funny.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of Starbuck. It's like, how have we not seen this before?
It's sort of like once you start something and you get really caught into something, you cannot just stop.
Yeah.
And she gets caught in like a pregnancy angle where everybody thinks she's pregnant and she just keeps on doing really stupid things.
Very stupid.
And it's really funny.
It is. It's really funny.
And it's light.
Yeah, she's very charming. And it is. It is light. But this is the kind of thing you need after like a really heavy movie.
Yeah. When I was at Fantastic Fest, I saw The Tribe.
Oh, yeah. You probably needed Pegoland afterwards.
Which I think pretty much is, other than Boyhood... which is my favorite film of the decade, probably. I think The Tribe is the second best film of the decade.
You know, out of all of the movies you saw at Fantastic Fest, that is the one I am most jealous of.
Yeah. So, I walk out of The Tribe, and I have just... I legit have just gone 10 rounds of the UFC fighter. I've had my ass kicked. And I'm thinking, I probably shouldn't watch another film. Like, I'm really fucked up right now. I went and watched Tokyo Tribe right after it, which is the perfect cure
for the
Tribe. Awesome film. This felt really good today, too. I laughed. I haven't laughed at this festival, other than maybe the editor.
Yeah.
The editor was pretty funny.
Well, Mommy has some funny scenes.
Yeah, it does.
It has some funny
but
moments.
But it's more of a
yeah.
a tough film.
Yeah.
Sonia Bennett, last time I saw her in a film, was pregnant.
I don't remember the last time I saw her in a movie.
So I'm guessing this script came from her, like...
Something like that, yeah.
Pregnancy fever or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
It is very funny.
It's not like great, but I
laughed pretty hard.
Yeah.
It has some really good moments. The living room scene is pretty choice.
Yeah. I've never seen somebody try to make a pregnant belly with Jell-O before.
It has some interesting side effects.
And that is winning. Yeah. It's really funny. And it has the weirdest fucking cameo in the film. I didn't look at the cast.
And we're the only ones that laughed when the name came up.
And the credits coming up. And Danny Trejo's in it.
You and I laughed. I don't think anybody else got it.
I howled.
Yep.
I heard you laughing.
And then crickets.
The same thing happened to Adrian and I. We watched Trip to Italy. We were the only people laughing in the theater for 2 hours. And it was so weird. But yeah, it's a really fun film, Pregoland. I have no idea if that has a distributor, if anybody's going to be able to see it.
We'll figure it out. We'll let you guys know.
It's quite fun.
Yep.
And
good times.
I've seen some really bad Canadian films this festival. And I was surprised that this one was actually good, because I hate Canadian film. I'm Canadian.
Oh my god. Well, I don't have the hate on this.
What was that one we saw? Songs She
Wrote. Songs She Wrote about people she knows. That has the distinction of being the only movie that, like, 5 seconds in, I knew I wasn't going to like it, and it just got progressively worse. And I felt like I was kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
It's like, where am I going to go? My next movie is in here. I can't really leave. What the fuck?
Awful film.
Terrible.
The only film I've rated 0 stars so far at the festival. And the best thing about it was, we're going home. We get on the bus. And the director and the main star are sitting beside us on the bus after having the world premiere of their film at the Rio. And I'm just like, it only goes downhill from here, doesn't it?
Well, the thing that really bothers me about movies like that is that it makes me wonder, like, who or why anybody would program something like that. Like, it's just so terrible.
Plus, they've made this film to never be seen by anybody.
It's just...
That's awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And you don't want to beat up on the Canadian BC film.
No, no.
And everybody who was there worked on it and starred in it. And there was, like, me, you, Zach, and Adrian who didn't work on it. Yeah. And we're all just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
I felt really bad afterwards because I was talking to Curtis, the guy who does Altered States. We were all talking to him. And I was just bashing the shit out of this film to him. And he programs the festival. And I looked at him, I'm like, I probably shouldn't be saying this to you. I feel really bad that I'm bashing you guys' picks. He's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, there's always one, right? There's always one. I think that's it, right?
I think so.
That's a pretty good start. We'll be back in hopefully not another 7 days. Just in case, because I know you've seen it, I think we should plug Violent, which is coming up. It has a screening, two screenings coming up.
Yeah. I also, if God Helps the Girl, God Help the Girl is playing again, I love that film.
Yeah, you really enjoyed that.
I really love that film. I think it's out on iTunes, so rent it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it
it's
yet.
It's great.
And I guess the other one I liked, I know you weren't a huge fan of, but I really like Two Step.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty solid little thriller with a very Austin-y vibe, so worth checking out. And the director's in town.
Oh, nice.
Doing Q&As, so.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But no, Violent?
Good, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully we'll talk about it again, but just in case, heads up, you want to see that one.
Oh, and there's another Altered States movie called Housebound.
Oh, yeah, which you've seen.
That I loved. That was really good. Oh, and if it plays... I'm just whipping stuff out now. If it still plays, in Order of Disappearance, with Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah, which I think is still coming out.
So good.
Really?
So good.
I really want to see that, and it just doesn't fit.
Should have gone to Fantastic Fest. Played 3 times.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on by... I don't even know what website this is going up on. Row 3. Check out the rest of the reviews of Quiet Earth.
I swear Marina's not drunk.
I'm not. Totally not. I didn't even have a beer today.
Drunk with film!
Pretty much. No, just tired at this point.
Yeah, completely.
And hungry. And we'll be back in a couple of days with another update. Hopefully we can pull Adrian in as well.
Adrian disappeared. I have no idea where he is.
He's sleeping.
He texted me like an hour before the movie. He's like, you going to a movie night? I'm like, yeah. No response.
He fell asleep
Probably. Before
you could respond.
Yeah.
He is sick, so you gotta give him a little bit of credit. And yeah, be sure we'll link to the Green Screen of Death podcast from Austin.
Hi Dale, hi Colleen.
Yes, I still haven't seen either Dale or Colleen, and I texted Dale today. I'm like, am I gonna see you before the festival is over? I thought you had some tickets.
I gave Marina a free ticket today.
Yeah, that's right.
So give it to Dale.
Dale, man, I'm coming for you.
Come and see Whiplash.
That's right, or something. So yeah, we'll be back in a couple of days with another update. So signing off for now. bye. I have no idea how to end this now.
Bye.
It's not how I'm not the one that usually ends it, so.
We'll see you after the